When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Ball game over. A perfect game. A perfect game for David Cone.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. I'm pouring up a double shot. Obviously, Jalen Brunson, 41 points, closing the deal back in Philadelphia. Everybody clap your hands for the point guard of your dreams. The Knicks are advancing to the second round. I also have to give it to Dante DiVincenzo, who I believed in tonight, who I told you I bet to score 20 points. I bet to make four threes. Could have bet him to make five threes. Maybe you tailed that bet and made some money. I just put on Twitter, hey, look me up at Keith McPherson on Venmo if I made you some money. Break a player off. Casamigos' big shot of the night goes to Jalen Brunson and Dante DiVincenzo, JB, and the Big Ragu. They clutched up. They got it done. Knicks in six. Steve in Rockland, how are you? You're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. You know, I have to say something at this point, and it's about Julius Randle, all right? And if he's not playing, got to believe that if Julius Randle would have played in this series, maybe it would have even been a sweep. There wouldn't have been a sixth game. And you know what? I've listened to hosts on this radio station, not you, okay, but especially the guys who come on at 10 o'clock, all right? And, Julius, maybe they don't need Julius. Julius, but, Julius is a good player, but, and you know what?
Steve, it's a happy time. It's a positive time. The Knicks just won.
I know it is. But you know what? It's just, I just want to make a point. You know, it's like the same people who say the Knicks don't need Julius Randle are the same people who boo Aaron Judge who don't know anything about basketball. There's no
It's okay, Steve. It's all right. Steve, how are y'all upset right now? How are y'all happy? Like, how are y'all not happy? How are y'all looking for the negative right now? That was a hell of a game. That was a hell of a series. Why are we talking about Julius Randle and host on The Fan that said some stuff about Julius Randle hasn't played in months? It's May. New York, New York. No place like it. The Knicks win. Play Frank. The Knicks win. Paul in Forest Hills. Man, give me some positivity, Paul.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it was a nail-biter. I'm telling you now, it was a nail-biter. The first quarter, I thought they were going to blow them out. Didn't happen. They came back, Philadelphia. The third and fourth quarters, DiVincenzo there, everybody that all year long was doing their thing, Hart, the other guy, Hardenstein, and then you got to mention Brunson, of course, right?
DiVincenzo, of course, Brunson. OG Anunoby came up huge. I think might have been his highest scoring game of the series.
I'm telling you, this was I've been a Knicks fan for a long, long time, my friend, okay? But this series with Philadelphia was the hardest one I've ever seen them play and win.
Good. They were facing the defending MVP. Thanks for the call, Paul. I'm running out of time. Anthony in Stamford, Connecticut. You got it. You're on The Fan.
What's going on, Keith? Big win, baby. I don't know how anyone could be upset right now.
Yeah, no, you got to celebrate. You got to live in this.
We're going to talk about Brunson, great performance. But the guy who deserved the most credit tonight, in my opinion, OG Anunoby. What a midseason pickup. And then he really capitalized it, comes down the lane, cocks it back, slams it on everyone, just electrifying the team. Big threes all over the place. That's what we're looking for. That's the guy who's going to revitalize this team, keep them going. Playoff Brunson, I'm too happy right now, Keith. I'm too happy.
Live in it. Enjoy it. I'm trying to get as many calls in before they hit the music. Mike and Brick, what you got?
Yo, Keith, real quick.
I'm stunned. I'm stunned. I'm stunned. I accept defeat. They had a lackluster second quarter. My God. I'm sitting here like that last caller just said, OG. OG in the house, baby. OG in the house. Let's go Knicks, baby. New York City, rise up.
You got it. Hey, I got to end this show calling out a stupid Philadelphia Sixers fan that at about 10:25 called me at halftime talking about ripping up his Game 7 ticket. I thought about ripping up my Game 7 ticket. And I said, you can't rip up the tickets, bozo. They're on the phone. He started proclaiming that he's coming to New York for Game 7. No, you're not. I told you this mic is powerful. Hey, this is an all-time KM to AM tonight. I got to go to the podcast. Alex, make sure you podcast all this. The Odyssey app, man, around 10:25, I took a call from Jim in Philadelphia talking about Embiid, how healthy he looks, how they can't be stopped, how he bought a ticket after Game 4 for Game 7, and he's coming to New York. And no, you're not, buddy. Start getting ready for the Eagles. Lock in on Bryce Harper and the Phillies. You're done. Embiid is cooked. The prophecy, you're forever processing this prophecy of, yeah, we're going to win this series. Trust the process. Bums. Philadelphia, city of losers. Whole bunch of them. Congrats, Knicks fans. Congrats, WFAN. Congrats, people that believed. And congrats to the Knicks fans that did not believe. The pessimistic Knicks fans that have PTSD and trauma. Sleep well tonight. You're on to the second round. And I think you can beat the Pacers. And we get to keep doing this. We get to keep having these shows and enjoying these things. Maybe I'll cook up some more parlays and bets for y'all to hit, man. I thank you guys tonight. This was fun. This is one of the most fun shows I ever had. I'm no Knicks fan, but I'm a New Yorker. I'm a host on The Fan. And, man, this was live on TikTok recorded. All of this goes to podcast. There were so many things. I did the guided meditation when we needed it. 11-11 ones on the clock. I wish for some money. I got it. DiVincenzo made me $220. And I low-key wish for Brunson to hit the three to get to over 30 points. He got to 41, and they won the game. We've been dying for a team that represents the city. And these guys do, without Julius Randle, without Bojan Bogdanovic. These guys play like New Yorkers. Enjoy it tonight, man. C-Max coming up next. He's a New Yorker. He's a Knicks fan. And I know he's excited because he was down in the dumps the last couple nights coming off of that Game 5 loss. I can't wait to listen to his show tonight as I drive home and hear the elation and the joy. 877-337-6666. This is what we live for. My name's Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. This is KM to AM, a five-hour show. My last call goes to Ari in Lakewood. Go for it, Ari.
Keith, I want to ask you, what will the Yankees outfield look like when Dominguez becomes healthy?
Immediately you put Dominguez in center field. Alex Verdugo doesn't leave left field and Juan Soto's in right field. Now, obviously, where do you put Judge? You're going to DH him. You're going to put him in right field. But, like, Dominguez... as soon as Dominguez is ready, I'm putting him in center field. I don't want Judge running around. Stanton can be on the bench. The Yankees bench is weak. Imagine a bench with Stanton and Judge. Obviously, one of them will be DHing. But no, Dominguez, if he's healthy and he's still the Martian and he's hitting like we saw him hit, a switch hitting a linebacker that can play center field, you put that kid in. We need him. We need him in the middle of that lineup.
All right. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call. And, I mean, Dominguez could be back in a month. He's going to start doing some rehab games and some spring training. Not spring training games, some minor league games. If Judge doesn't get it together, I don't care about $40 million in a captain. You put that young man in. We saw him make an impact. His first swing took Justin Verlander deep in Houston. You put him in center field. I don't want Judge running around on his toe anymore. Maybe Judge will be better for it. Epic. The Knicks win 118-115. They knock off the Philadelphia 76ers and the reigning MVP in six games. Philadelphia came out for that tonight, huh? 2,000 tickets bought for that tonight, huh? A 9 o'clock game, huh? It's 12 o'clock. That's all I've got. C-Mac is coming up next. This is a night where you stay up and you listen to the fan, and you listen to the fans call the fan and talk about what they just saw in this game and the entire series. And you go to sleep tonight, and you get ready for round two against the Pacers. Thanks for everybody watching on TikTok, everybody that called, everybody that listened, and everybody that listened and didn't call. I'm going home. Bye. See you tomorrow.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.